Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
Hey, guys, how's it going? All right. You know, I've been doing radio now for I don't know how many years. I think I started in 2009. January 9th, 2009 was my first day on air. And I still don't know how to maneuver within my studio like pros do. Okay. You know, I still think I have a lot of work. Like, for example, the mouse to my computer has fallen. And the mouse is kind of far away. If I try to reach for the mouse, I'm away from the mic. See, I'm away from the mic. So I don't know. I'm trying to use my foot to get the mouse because you're not supposed to. One thing on radio is you're not supposed to leave the microphone when you're on air, right? You're not supposed to have dead air. So the mouse to my computer has fallen and it's like under the table. But if I go to try to reach it, I'm going to be off air for about like 2 seconds. Now, some of you are like, please, you know, we can only be so lucky. But no. You know, I got to do this right. I mean, I am a professional, so I either can do the show without my mouse. I have one of these computers where you can do the tap-tap thing, you know, where you tap-tap the computer, and it's really kind of frustrating. It's not really working well for me, so I could do that, or I could just try and reach. Hold on. I'm going to just try and reach, okay? So here we go. Okay, I'll try to talk loud so you can still hear me, okay? It's the Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm reaching for my mouse. I got the mouse. Okay, good. Whew. All right, I'm back to work. Got a lot to talk about today. See, I need a co-host. If I had a co-host, I could just tell the co-host, go start a topic so that I could get on my hands and knees and find where the mouse went. By the way, I'm still against the mouse. I think the mouse was one of the stupidest inventions ever made. Just let me type like I used to in the olden days. I really don't understand why we have to use a mouse. It doesn't even look like a mouse. And nobody likes mice. You know, if you want us to like something, you know, maybe call it a ferret, something like that. But nobody really likes mouse. Everyone's like, where's my damn mouse? Nobody likes that stuff, and my cats sure don't. Okay, sports drinks have no proven benefits, really. There's a study saying these sports drinks are not all bad, and maybe they should be banned. Are you kidding me? Then, Tattoo Ink, another study, is linking Tattoo Ink to cancer. All right, that's not good. What do women really, really want? Is it George Clooney's hair, Bradley Cooper's eyes? Well, yeah, I'll tell you what this study says women want, then I'll tell you what I want. There's supposed to be a new device for migraine relief. All right, for those of us that suffer migraines, you know, usually the only thing we think that will even give us relief would be a rifle, but no. Actually, there's supposed to be some FDA-approved devices coming around the bend, so we'll talk about that. All right, then we'll talk about Chris Christie lost a lot of weight. He started to look good, lost about 85 pounds since his gastric lap band surgery. All right, do you think that's going to help? Do you think people will vote him in for president because now he's starting to get a little bit of a tushy and a little bit of an ab? All right, is he starting to look sexy? Could Governor Chris Christie actually be sexy? I don't know. And a sexy Chris Christie. See, people want sexy politicians. They really do. People want swagger. There's a lot of people out there that think President Obama's sexy. I don't. I feel I'm a very good judge of what's sexy and not. I don't really find him very sexy. I do think he has the ability to attract people, okay? I think he's an attractive man. I think he's very attractive. He keeps himself in great shape, very well dressed, except for that tan suit. Do I think he's sexy? No. No. Bill Clinton, not sexy. Not sexy by any means, but he was attractive. There's a difference. Ronald Reagan, sexy. I always thought Ronald Reagan was sexy. I don't know. You know what? It's the cowboy hat. No, but George Bush could not wear the cowboy hat and look sexy. No. Richard Nixon, not sexy. JFK wasn't considered sexy. until people were starting to, you know, hear these rumors about Marilyn Monroe and, you know, and some of his, then they're like, okay, maybe he's got it going on. So I don't think people thought he was sexy as much as they thought he was good looking. All right. Truman, no, I probably wouldn't think. Now Eisenhower, believe it or not, probably had more sexification and sexifosity to him. Okay, sex appeal. Sexifosity is not a word. You guys have got to let me make up a word. Please, just once, let me make up a word. I am tired of having to use Webster's. Why does he get the monopoly on vocabulary? Why can't I come up with a word? Anyway, Eisenhower had some sexifosity because he was the general. To me, there is something so sexy about having military experience. I just think that is just the bomb. I mean, you were a general? Whoa. That's, I know. I mean, we're talking panties off. So anyway, believe it or not, Eisenhower was sexy. A lot of people thought he was, I'm not the only one. What's that? It's in the history books. No. Open up a history book. It'll say that Eisenhower was sexy. Now, Lyndon B. Johnson, believe it or not. Okay, okay. None of us really thought Lyndon B. Johnson was good looking at all. All right. However, people thought Lyndon B. Johnson was sexy. Now, why? Why would Lyndon B. Johnson considered sexy? Well, because he was kind of a jerk. Okay? When men are jerks, people like that. I don't like jerky men, like the bad guy. I never think the bad guy is sexy in a movie. I always think like the good guy, you know, like John McClane or MacGyver. I think they're Bo Duke. Okay, I never thought Boss Hogg was sexy, ever. Or Roscoe, Pico Drain. All right, I'll get off on Dick's Hazard. This is a commercial. Commercial run around the Dick's Hazard, so, you know. Anyway, but Lyndon B. Johnson kind of had an attitude. You know, and when people heard rumors that, you know, he was naked a lot, you know, and people, you know, people start to think of a naked president. When they think of a naked president, it brings up sexy thoughts. And remember also, that was in the 60s. So everything weird happened in the 60s. Whatever you thought would happen, would it? Now, Ford, people thought was sexy. Why? Football. Yep, he was a football player. Anybody with football, even in their lineage, is sexy. That's why people think I'm sexy, because my grandfather played football. Because there's some sort of football in my family tree. I'm already sexified. Don't go away. We'll be right back. What four things can you do to prevent a heart attack? Listen to the show. It's five, by the way. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. Poor Tom. Yeah, nah, you know what? You know what? I think what happened is Tom must have gotten in trouble, and they said, you're going to work the Dr. Dahlia Show. And he's like, what? They're like, look, you know, for your punishment, you're going to have to work it, you know, at least a couple days. So he did, and then nobody else did anything bad, you know, at the network. And so he's like, all right, you know, who else now is, you know, sitting in the hot seat? And nobody else. So they're like, well, Tom, just, you know, hold out until somebody else does something bad. And everybody at the network is now so afraid of doing something bad because they'll have to work the Dr. Dahlia Show that now Tom is stuck having to do the Dr. Dahlia Show. You see how that works? Which is why you should never, ever, ever, never, ever, ever get in trouble. Because if you get in trouble, you have to do the Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to the Genesis Communications Network for punishing Tom to the degree that he has to work my show, because I love him. I think he's awesome. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so what five steps? Some articles said four. All right, this article is saying what five steps can you do if you're a man to prevent 80% of heart attacks? This is pretty damn cool, all right? Can I add a sixth? All right, that would be listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. They say, this is out of NBC News, men who take just five healthy steps can reduce their odds of a heart attack by four-fifths. Now, for those of you who remember math, four-fifths equals 80%. But here's the problem. Only 1% of you men out there actually do it on your own. All right, so what are the steps? Well, not smoking, drinking moderately. Okay, about maybe a drink a night, if that. Less, hopefully. Exercise daily. Eating a healthy diet. And keeping your belly in check. Okay, like checkmate, check, check. Okay, keeping it in check. Watch your belly. All right, no. Don't play chess with your tummy. It says that if you could do those things, you could drop your risk of heart attack by 80%. Now, Dr. Agneta Akesson of the Karolinska Institutet in Stockholm, it's institute, but it ends in et, so it's Institutet in Stockholm who led the study. She says, what is surprising is how drastically the risk dropped due to these factors. Now, she studied 20,000 Swedish men. I know, man, I'm in the wrong job. If I could just sit there and study 20,000 Swedish men. By the way, can I have you guys answer that? Why Swedish massage is so sought after? You know, I was at a fundraiser, and I had to be the MC and, you know, tell people what the auction items are. And the massages were Swedish massages that were auctioned off. What's so big about a Swedish massage? It's because Swedish men are so handsome, and maybe they got big hands? Is that what it is? But, I mean, German men are tall. Nigerian men... you never hear somebody go, you could get a Puerto Rican massage, you could get a Sephardic Jew massage, you could get a Mormon massage, you could get a Zimbabwean massage, but no, Swedish massage, everyone's like, okay, I want to bid on that. Why? I wouldn't even be able to tell them, what is the difference between a Swedish massage and not? I don't know. I don't get massages a lot. Okay. But anyway, she studied 20,000 Swedish men for 11 years. You know, do these studies. You really got to be in deep with, you got to be in bed with these guys, you know. You got to eat with them, got to sleep with them. You got to, I should tell my husband that I need to work on a study with Swedish men. Anyway, her team studied them for 11 years and found that not smoking already lowered the heart attack risk hugely. Okay, so no smoking. You guys got that, right? We talked about that. That one's easy. Okay, for those of you that don't smoke, you're already halfway there. The men who didn't smoke lowered the risk by 36%, I should say. So you're already 36% there. The men who walked or cycled for at least 40 minutes per day and did other exercise at least 1 hour per week had a 3% lower risk. Now, those who had a waist circumference below 37 inches dropped their risk another 12%. Those who drank no more than two drinks a day, now we're talking tiny, okay, none of these big goblets, okay, or these big steins, okay, these really small, okay, no more than two drinks a day had an 11% lower risk. Those who ate plenty of fruits, vegetables, legumes, nuts, and reduced, these are men. No, don't be making fun of the Swedish. Okay, I think it's very manly for you to eat a legume. I think it's very sexy. If you're a man that eats a legume, very sexy. They ate fruits, vegetables, legumes, nuts, reduced dairy, fat dairy products, whole grains, and fish. had an 18% lower risk. No, no, hold the phone. Come on, you can do that. Come on. There's got to be a piece of fish that you could swallow. All right? I mean, well, I'm sure we can figure this out. Now, surprisingly, hardly anyone did all five. Only 1% of the population comprised the low-risk group. Okay? You see, this, guys, you know, I mean, no, don't say you don't want, you know, it's not worth living. No, no, it is. Life is worth living, okay? I mean, you can still eat a piece of beef once in a while. We're not saying you have to be completely pescatarian or something like that. Now, okay, I know one of you is going to say, wait a second, hold the phone. You're talking about alcohol. I thought alcohol protected you against heart disease. Well, you do have a point, and thank you for asking so loud that everybody could hear. Alcohol can hurt, okay? Cardiologists are not ready to just globally say, drink alcohol. And I think the reason why is, we know there's some benefits to red wine. Well, you tell the average person that they could down a couple glasses of red wine, they'll start going to the bourbon, the scotch, the rum, the Jaeger, the, you know, throw some Red Bull into it. No, 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 no. Okay? Red wine has some benefits. Red wine. Okay, I'm not going to sing the song for you. Okay, I don't like red wine. I don't. It gives me headaches. So if somebody said red wine or that's it, I'm reaching for the water. That doesn't mean beer. Have you guys ever heard of a study that beer is good for the heart? That a couple shots of vodka is good for the heart? Have you? No. Crown Royal? No. 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 Jim Beam? No. I haven't seen a study yet. There may be somebody trying to study that, but the study with the alcohol is red wine, and they think it's the resveratrol. Nothing fun. Okay, guys? No chasers. No. No. Can't do that. No. So, you know, when they talk about alcohol, they talk about reducing your alcohol helps your heart attack risk. But they don't say, you know, how many beers or anything like that. Now, 1 to 2 drinks a night is better than you having 5 drinks a night. It will lower your risk. But I would rather you drink less alcohol, period. Even if it is the red wine. I'm still very distrustful of red wine. Anything that gives you a headache, okay, I'm very distrustful. Okay? My husband says I give him a headache, and he doesn't trust me. So there's that. Okay, so she looked at the Swedish men. No, their shirts were on. All right, now, okay, so what does this mean? Okay, what do we do with this? Well, here's the thing, okay? They say 86% less likely to have heart attacks than those who ate poorly, were overweight, exercised too little, smoked and drank too much, all right, and drank too much alcohol. They said still the healthiest men could still die of a heart attack. How many of these marathon runners you see still die of a heart attack or some sort of issue? Okay, we still see athletes die of heart attacks. We still see people healthy that have cholesterol blocking. Now, you know, it would be nice to see them stay out of statin medication, because some of these weird cases where a skinny, healthy, athletic person who doesn't have cardiomyopathy drops dead of a heart attack while working out, that makes me kind of nervous. And those people, I would say, make sure they're on a statin. But, you know, and the study isn't 100%. Okay, and the study was published in the Journal of American College of Cardiology. And, again, the study has a lot to be desired. But, you know, if you could do that, if you could get some more fruits, get some more vegetables, get some whole grains. A lot of you have a big problem with fruits and carbs, saying if you're eating fruits, you're taking in too many carbs. Okay, well, make them smart fruits. Okay, and eat a little bit of the fruit. None of these sugary fruit juices. You dig? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so are sports drinks not quote unquote all that? Okay. Or not what they're cracked up to be? Apparently, researchers are saying there are no proven benefits of drinking sports drinks. They say specialists say sports drinks offer little benefit over plain water for those exercising 90 minutes or less. And people may be misled watching sports heroes drink their Gatorade or whatever. And then, obviously, you know, big endorsements, etc. Now, sports drinks are not bad for you, okay? I don't, you know, would it be concerned if you're drinking sports drinks, I'm okay with that. But I always still recommend getting some sort of water. When we get nervous as a doctor about you drinking water is, let's say you've had excessive dehydration and you start to just drink plain water. You could be hyponatremic, and we saw there was a teenager who died a couple weeks ago from brain swelling that happened from hyponatremia. He drank a lot of water, but not a lot of salt. And so these sports drinks are supposed to rehydrate you, getting in some of the electrolytes that you need. If you're dehydrated and you come into the ER, we give you normal saline. You know, 0.9% or whatever. I mean, we'll give you bags of fluid. We don't use water. We don't use straight water. We give you something that has some salt. Well, apparently Australian researchers say the health benefits claimed by rehydration drinks thus far remain unproven. Writing in the British Medical Journal, these Australian researchers say such sponsorship could mislead the public into thinking these products work well and or are good for health. But there's no strong scientific evidence. They said previous research found a striking lack of evidence to support the claims of improved performance and recovery. So they're worried that people will look at Tiger Woods or some of these players drinking that going, okay, they are able to recover faster, they're able to improve performance. No, there's no studies showing that. They say experts advise that specialist sport drinks offer little benefit over plain water if you are exercising for 90 minutes or less. All right, so let's say you only have water and you're nervous. Okay, you've been working out for about 30, 40 minutes. You could drink the water. We all have drunk water. I mean, back in the 80s, before they had, I think Gatorade might have just been starting to be popular. I don't really remember. We just drank water when we ran track. I mean, and water was fine, you know. Your sweat was probably dripping into your mouth, so you got salt in that way. I don't know. But I think salt is so high in our diets enough that a lot of us are okay, unless you have very excessive workouts. And so I like the idea that we have sports drinks. Do I think it adds an added benefit of, you know, like the equivalent of doping? No, I don't. You know, I mean, do I think it enhances performance, et cetera? Is that what's going to make it, you know, help you get to the Olympics? No. All right. So anyway, they said, you know, just kind of watch these sponsorship endorsements because it conveys the message that the products are integral to sporting engagement and achievement. Okay. You know, the Australians are usually not very very controversial. Australians are usually pretty easygoing. They sure have their khakis in a bunch on this. And I understand that. You know, I mean, listen, the thing is, you know, sports is a big money-making industry. And so Gatorade and all these other, you know, sports drinks out there, I mean, this is, you know, football needs them. These sports need them, you know. But there are calories. Gatorade, they say, has 125 calories and about 30 grams of sugar, which equals about 6 cubes, but it's got potassium and sodium, which is nice. Powerade, 19.5 grams of sugar, 85 calories. Lucozade, 17.5 grams of sugar, but they also have vitamin B6 and B12 and sodium and niacin and things like that. So, you know, for long workouts, I don't mind doing the sports drinks. I think they're good. I don't want you to become hyponatremic with water, but if you don't have any Gatorade around, drink the water. Okay, drink something. It is so much more important for you to be hydrated. Okay, that's more important. Then you can always get some salt into your system. If you have to, I don't know, lick your arm, but you know, just don't not drink because you don't have a Powerade or something like that. Okay, but I don't have a problem with Powerades. I really, really don't. Just know that it doesn't help endurance and things like that in terms of studies. Okay, now this was an interesting study. According to Time Magazine, we drink more alcohol than we exercise. A Northwestern Medicine study published in the Health Psychology found that people tend to drink more alcohol on days they've exercised. The study looked at 150 adults between the ages of 18 and 89 who used a smartphone app to record how much they exercise each day and how much alcohol they drink for 3 weeks at different points of the year. They say previous studies have found that the more active among us, also the more we drink. All right, this study showed a stronger link between exercise days and then number of quote-unquote drained glasses, with beer being the most popular post-workout alcoholic beverage. That's interesting. If I exercise, I'm not in the mood for anything bad. You know, I won't eat a candy bar or anything like that because I'm all in the whole, you know, endorphin thing, you know, where I don't need my chocolate now because I just exercised. They said both physical activity and alcohol intake increased Thursdays through Sundays. So that's kind of interesting. So we drink more alcohol than we exercise. I think as a whole we do. And that's kind of concerning because a lot of alcohol will negate a lot of what you do. I would probably recommend, if you can, okay, just maybe post-workout, do something like Gatorade or Powerade instead of the beer. 1-877-DOCTORDALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. Yay for us migraine sufferers. The FDA has approved two new prescription devices that are supposed to give some relief to us that have migraine headaches. One device is called Cephaly. You know, Cephalad, that's for head. So Cephaly, except with an F. That's designed to prevent migraines. The other, Serena, is meant to be used when migraines first start. All right? These devices are not ingested, and they are not drug therapies. All right? When we get these migraines, it's like pushing or throbbing or knife-twisting pain. We could have nausea and vomiting. We could have trouble looking at light and sound. You know, a third of us with migraines get aura, visual effects, flashing lights, blind spot. Pretty scary stuff. Now, these migraines can last, they say, as long as 72 hours. Try a week. And the headaches affect about 37 million people in the United States, according to WebMD. Even children can get migraines. Women usually get them more than men. Okay? I blame mother-in-law issues, but still, a lot of things can cause migraines. We've talked about triggers. All right, so what do these things do? Well, the Serena transcranial magnetic stimulator can be used as soon as a migraine is coming on. It's held against the back of the head. You press a button, and a very short magnetic pulse stimulates the area of the brain that processes visual information. This is according to the FDA. The Cephaly transcutaneous electrical nerve stimulation device, also FDA approved, and you use it before the migraine develops. It's portable, battery powered, and it has an electronic patch that you place on your forehead. The patch is connected to a headband. The device sets off an electrical current to stimulate a large nerve in the head that has been linked to migraines. Wow. And then you leave it on for about 20 minutes and it stops. Now, do these machines have any side effects? Well, sometimes you can get a little sleepy. They say you can get dizzy, you can get some skin irritation or pain at the site of the application. But the FDA right now is giving it the green light. It has not, however, been tested in pregnant women and it's not been evaluated in children. Okay? So, yeah. I don't know. When my kids get a headache, I just tell them to go to bed, go to sleep, but it usually works. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTORDALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining PhilsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com. PhilsGang.com or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so tattoos, all right? Can they cause cancer? Well, I mean, gosh, you know, we've been going back and forth. You know, do tattoos really cause cancer? Does the ink really cause cancer? So there's been a lot of back and forth. But right now there's an article, all right, and you know, this is being reported now by the Washington Post, where German dermatologists had published an article. This was back in March, all right, to see if a 48-year-old man who had skin cancer had that happen to him because it was a tattoo, all right? I guess 4 months after tattoo, artists had done the red and black pigments into the skin on the man's left leg. He was diagnosed with skin cancer in a spot where the red ink had been used. He was sent to the specialist for treatment, and the article was, you know, was in a PRS Global Open. It's a medical journal of the American Society of Plastic Surgeons. And the dermatologist had found, after they studied it, no connection at all between tattoo ink and the cancer. However, what they did suggest is maybe to look for signs of squamous cell carcinoma in patients who had a reaction to the tattoos. You see, so right now, doctors are kind of looking at this whole tattoo issue of, well, you know, do we really have the FDA watching the pigments? Okay, I don't think we have enough people overseeing the pigments, and I don't think a lot of us know. And probably because a lot of us have tattoos, and we're like, oh, we like them. I do not have a tattoo. I don't know what I would get a tattoo of. All right, I don't know. It would probably be a tattoo of the Affordable Health Care Act. If I'm going to get a tattoo, let's make it a doozy. All right. You know, and if we talk about risks, when doctors talk about risks with tattoos, we don't usually talk about cancer risks, okay? Because, I mean, people have had tattoos and the ink remains in their skin for, I mean, you know, look at our World War II vets, you know, our Vietnam vets, etc. You know, I mean, they've had tattoos even, you know, before that, pirate times. And so, you know, I don't think we were ever concerned about that as much as we were concerned about hepatitis. And any tattoo received before the 80s, we recommend HIV screening, hepatitis screening, because, you know, tattoos, even, you know, I wouldn't say, you know, tattoo done in the 1940s, I'd be as worried about HIV. But they say any tattoos prior to about mid-80s, not a bad idea to make sure you're still checking your hepatitis status. And HIV, I'm sure, would have already shown up. But if you're getting your hepatitis checked, we throw the HIV on there anyway. And it's because of using the tattoo instruments that can break the skin, etc. All right. Now, in the United States, the FDA right now does have the authority to screen the pigments, but the agency doesn't because, quote unquote, of other competing public health priorities and a previous lack of evidence of safety problems specifically associated with these pigments. And the FDA looks at tattoos as cosmetic. So cosmetics usually do not require approval before they reach the market. So if they look at it as a cosmetic, they don't seem to be as involved. Now, should it be considered cosmetic? Should we have the government completely out of it? Now, a recent study by German dermatologists said, wait a second, tattoos may actually cause skin cancer. All right, so you're looking at, well, wait a second here, okay? Is it the actual ink? Is it the fact that you're having stress to that part of the body? So they're saying now, the FDA, since that skin infection, remember there was some skin infection issue with one of the inks a couple years ago? They thought maybe the ink was contaminated, etc. All right, the CDC had confirmed about 22 infections. We still don't have a lot of cases of cancer. So, thank God. So, what I suggest you do is this. Anytime you've had a tattoo, okay, you want to make sure that the skin is still being looked at by your dermatologist. Have a regular skin cancer screen. They will look at tattoo skin like they'll look at non-tattoo skin. Another risk is maybe the tattoo skin can hide things. You know, maybe it's because you have all this color there, and some of the artwork is beautiful, by the way. Maybe if there is a new mole or a mole changing or something, it's not looked at as much because you can't see it. It's camouflaged. But personally, I think any sort of stress to an area could cause problems. And any sort of stress, you know, I told you I had a couple gastric bypass patients that were young that ended up having weird cancer. I mean, aggressive cancer. Now, I'm not saying a gastric, you know, bypass causes cancer, but maybe the stress of their losing all that weight that quickly might have just changed the immune system such that when a cancerous cell did start to go rogue, their body couldn't fight it. All right? Stress to the body can cause cancer. Now, that doesn't mean don't get tattoos, don't get ear piercings, don't get whatever, but just, you know, watch the area. Now, going into the lap band and the gastric surgery, presidential potential candidate Chris Christie, I'm really going to be surprised if he runs, to be honest. I don't think he's going to have the support, but I am proud of him for losing 85 pounds since the gastric band surgery. Apparently, he underwent this surgery in February last year, is already down about 85 pounds. He is looking pretty good. Apparently, he was at a Republican donor event, and he told donors how much weight he had lost because people were kind of asking him about his health. He had been struggling for his weight for years, decided to get the weight loss surgery. So I believe he got the band done. And he said, a doctor once told me, you have to have the right relationship with the foods you eat. And believe me, for many years, I had a great relationship with the foods I ate. He was joking around. I don't know if it was David Letterman or whatever, you know, that he's the healthiest fat guy people know. No high cholesterol, etc. But people were concerned that he wanted to run for office or run for a future office more than what he's doing now as current governor, and how he wouldn't be able to do it obese. Now, you know, it's really interesting how the American public looks at obese individuals. Now, since more and more of us are obese, you would think there would be less discrimination, but no, because a lot of us don't think we're overweight to begin with. We think everybody is heavier than us. So you still have the bullying. You still have the bias. And is there an argument that anybody who wants to run for office or anybody who wants to be in the public eye has to lose their weight? Now, you know, many comedians and many people, you know, rose to fame because of their obesity. John Candy, Chris Farley. Unfortunately, they had early deaths, as other factors might have contributed to it. But people look at obesity as a marker of ill health and poor health. Is it because of the obesity? Is it because people think they have lack of control? And then it's also transcending now to the employment realm and the workforce. If you're obese, are you lazy? Now, many of my non-slim workers that I've had, you know, within the clinics I've worked with or had of my own, phenomenal workers. I will see laziness no matter what your body shape, okay? You know, trust me. All right? And I've seen a lot of motivation from employees despite their body shape. But it can still be used against you. Right now, there are no actual laws protecting you, saying if you say, oh, they didn't hire me because I was obese, I was fat, that's hard to prove. It is. You would think it would be easy to prove, but the employer could say, no, you were qualified. No, you didn't interview well. You didn't interview well. What does that mean? So, you know, seeing Chris Christie, who was pretty, you know, stoic to public opinion, decide to say, you know what, I'm going to get this done, even though it probably is for his family and it probably is for his health, you wonder if he just got sick of the public giving him crap about that. And 85 pounds is not bad. It's also a slower type of weight loss than some other surgeries. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Sally. Take me down.
Hang me down,
hang me down,
hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.